glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Every MOI program is presented with a prayer that we will glorify Jesus in every message through teaching of God's Word and in the words of every song. We share with you today, hoping this program and every program will bring a blessing into your life. What a privilege it is to share our faith in and our love for Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth, with you.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the
On the day that Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem, there were people crowding into that small village because of the orders from Roman authorities. There were not enough places to house all the people who arrived to be registered for the taxation. And that is one of the facts shared in the Gospel of Luke. With no place to be found in the inn, Jesus was born in the stable. His first bed was a feeding trough. Throughout the centuries of time, the night of Christ's birth has been displayed with a manger scene depicting the shepherds arriving from their fields after being told of the birth. There they found it just as they had been told. They found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus lying in a manger. They told of the announcement given by the angel that night. They told of the prophetic words concerning this baby. "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Jesus was identified by the sign of his being wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. I have often wondered what particular emphasis is to be placed upon this scene. Here is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Christ child, the long-awaited deliverer, and he is born in a stable because there was no room in the inn. If Joseph had arrived just a little earlier, maybe he would have found a room. What a change that would have brought to the images of that night we refresh in our minds each year when we celebrate the visit of our Lord to this earth. Well, the innkeeper is not to be held at fault for not providing a better place for Jesus to be born. the physical, material things in life would never occupy a central part of Christ's life. He would live his 30-plus years and would leave this world without having collected earthly things. Jesus said himself that his whole purpose in coming to earth was to fulfill his Father's will. I sometimes wonder if we have enough room for Jesus in our hearts. For those of us who live in America, is it possible that our pursuing the American dream has sometimes filled the heart so full that Jesus has no place? But it doesn't have to be the American dream. It can be anything that would conflict with the Lord's holy nature. Satan only needs to do one thing to win our hearts. All he must do is to keep our heart occupied with the things of this world so that we have no place, no space to have Jesus dwell within us. He works at keeping us so busy with the things of this life. Jesus warns us not to be so concerned about what we shall eat, drink, or wear. Being so preoccupied with such things crowds out the spiritual life. Making room for Jesus in our hearts necessitates removing some things that could prevent his dwelling within us. There are such things as jealousy. There isn't room for Jesus in the same heart where jealousy abides. There isn't enough room for Jesus when selfishness has a strong hold on one's heart. Little room for Jesus is left when gossip and slander are on our tongues, because what we say comes from the heart. Any addiction crowds out Jesus. The drug, the food, or pleasure is what satisfies the heart. Greed, being a form of idolatry, would keep Jesus out as well. Isn't that what happened to Judas Iscariot? His greed led him to betray his Lord. The lure of having those 30 pieces of silver kept Jesus out of that disciple's heart. Having room for Jesus in our hearts is to remove the worldly and claim the heavenly. All that Jesus brought with him to give can be ours as we open our hearts up to receive his grace. Faith leads us through the transition of letting Jesus have our hearts. Then when that has happened, we grasp the hope and joy and peace of God. The reminder each year of the coming of Christ provides a special opportunity for us to look closely at our lives. I hope you will find Jesus within your heart today. And if not, there is a need to consider what might be keeping him away. There was good reason why there wasn't enough room for Jesus in the inn on the night of his birth. But there isn't any good reason why he is not in our hearts today. Can we help you open your heart up to Jesus? He has so many blessings to share with you. Let Jesus come into your heart to cleanse it, restore it, and make it whole again.
Nor height, nor depth, nor anything can separate me from the love of God. I may climb the highest mountain, I may cross the but height nor depth nor anything can separate me from the love of God. I'll let nothing separate me from his love. I'll let nothing separate me from his love. I may have trials, I may have woes, my friends may come and friends may go, yet shall let nothing separate me from his love, nor height, nor depth, nor anything can separate me from the love of God.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.